Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's episode, Monica will be introducing some of our newest products and supplements, as well as an introduction to our upcoming weight loss challenge. My first weight loss challenge began several years ago. I needed a way to stay motivated and keep track of my weight loss journey. However, I looked and I searched, and then finally, at my job where I was employed at, we had started a weight loss biggest loser contest. This was truly a big struggle for me, in which I endured during that time when losing weight seemed impossible for staying in shape. During that challenge, it really motivated me. It helped me to stay on track and focus when participating in a weight loss challenge. It takes more effort, but when you have people around you in a group working together in order to lose that weight, it really helped me. Also, it helped me become successful when, you know, meal planning and eating healthy and changing my lifestyle. And here are some healthy weight loss challenging tips that will promote a positive weight loss journey. And Monica, have you ever been familiar with weight loss challenge program?
Yeah, absolutely, Dana. I've actually, done a few of them myself, in the past. We did one about 2 years ago, which was the Biggest Loser Challenge. I didn't even have a lot to lose, but I still entered into the challenge to keep, myself motivated and to kind of shed those holiday pounds. I think I needed to lose like maybe 10 pounds and I ended up losing like 15. So, and it's really motivating because you come in contact with other people that are trying to do the same thing. And, it's just a more of a engagement thing to know people, so that people can know that they have support from other people that's trying to, reach their goals and gain a healthier lifestyle. So, yeah, absolutely.
And you're absolutely right, too, Monica, because losing weight for a fitness challenge usually does involve, modifying your eating habits, and it does promote as far as a lifestyle change. And it's so important for you to count your calories and to track your calories of what you're eating, what you're intaking. Did you find yourself doing that, Monica?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I, doing the weight loss challenge, I actually cut a lot of the, refined carbohydrates out. One of the things implemented in the challenge was to avoid sugars, white bread, pasta, anything that was, unhealthy for you, and focus more on the complex carbs like sweet potatoes, brown rice. And I did meal prepping. That really helped me during my challenge because I already had my meals portioned out and exactly what I was going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and my snack. So it was a lot more easier for me to navigate and stick to my challenge, just being more prepared.
And you're absolutely right, Monica, because eating the proper amount of food and exercising does promote weight loss during your challenge, because I know that really helped me out a lot with portion control, because I found myself trying to make sure I looked at the plate and said, well, as long as I don't go outside it, but it was not making sure that I went outside my plate. It was inside my plate as far as the portion, the size. I had to develop that. And
right.
Now I implement that every time when I'm putting servings on my plate. It's not how large it looks, it's the portion, the size that I'm eating, consuming. Did you realize that as well, Monica?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I made sure that, I had the vast majority of my portions were proteins. Then, of course, vegetables were second, and then my complex carbs, took up the lesser of the total size of my portions for my meal. So yeah, definitely, definitely good point, Dana.
Mhm. It's very important to remember to eat the right and adequate amount of nutritional food. I like to tell and familiarize with people with the food pyramid. The good old food pyramid is still here, and it will be here for years to come. In order to know what you need to be consuming as far as the right amount of breads, dairy products, vegetables, and fruits and proteins that your body needs, and especially eating 5 to 6 small meals a day. That helps boost up your metabolism. It's not, you know, how the foods you eat, is the amount of food that you consume each day. And that's one thing that I had to learn during my challenge and during my goals when I was, you know, involved with the weight loss challenges.
Gotcha. Yep, the same here. You know, I actually partook in the challenge among, I challenged three of my customers to hop on board in my salon, and they came every day and we checked, they came weekly and we checked our weight, did our measurements, and it kind of gave everybody that motivation and push to keep sticking to it because, of course, you don't want the next person to outdo you and lose the most weight. You know, everybody has that same mindset when they're doing a weight loss challenge. So that actually made it pretty fun, and that's the most important thing to doing anything is you want to keep it fun and interesting so that, you know, people will be interested in sticking to the plan. And then, of course, the results are also motivating when they see that they're losing weight and it's feeling good. That's the biggest benefit of any challenge when it comes to weight loss challenges. So, yeah, absolutely.
Right. And it's so important to note that not only eating enough can be very, you know, dangerous too. You might make sure that you're eating the right amount and adequate amounts of foods that your body needs. Because if you start depriving yourself and stop eating less of this and more of this, it can lead to other things too, like heart problems, digestive issues, and nutritional deficiencies. So restricting, try not to restrict too many calories out of your diet, because sometimes that can result to unhealthy weight loss that your body will begin to, you know, destroy muscle and tissue instead of fat, and that you don't want that. So we want to make sure our listeners be aware of that as well, Monica.
Right, absolutely. And that's a good point, Dana. I know that what people don't realize is that when you don't eat enough calories and the right types of foods, it can actually sabotage your metabolism. And what happens is the body goes into a starvation mode. So everything you eat is going to turn into fat versus it burning more fat. But that definitely is a good thing for our listeners to be aware of. You want to make sure that you are consuming the right amount of calories, but you don't want to starve yourself and not eat thinking that that's going to speed up your weight loss, because it's actually going to do the opposite effect. And you probably won't lose, or you may even gain, because your body is in that starvation mode. You know, drink plenty of water. Water definitely is the number one key with any type of weight loss regimen or just a daily health regimen, because that's also going to help, you know, keep the weight loss at moderate rate and, of course, give your body enough, you know, hydration that it needs throughout the day.
Yeah, especially with these commercials, with these sugary drinks and things, they're saying they have zero calories in them. Make sure that they're reading those labels, because I know that it happened to me when I was on my challenge. I found myself trying to skim through, saying I'm going to drink this carbonate soda and I'm going to drink this juice. But then little to my dismay, it did contain more sugars than what I thought that it did not have inside of that beverage or snack bar that I was eating, consuming.
Absolutely, Dana. And of course, you know, what's the most important piece that sums this up to is we want to definitely tell our listeners about our upcoming spring weight 30 for 30 weight loss challenge. That means up to 30 pounds in 30 days. That's the actual challenge. And, you know, we hopefully everybody will be fully, you know, motivated to engage in that. I'm going to give a little bit more details as to the type of products that we're going to be implementing in that challenge that people, you know, can purchase and include to have wonderful results. But we'll get to that segment a little bit later. Dana, so what other aspects of, you know, doing weight loss challenges or ideas and suggestions can you give our listeners in addition to the information that you've already given us?
Okay. In order to stay on track with eating healthy, this is something in which I incorporate to this day. In order to put, you know, as far as to eat properly and to maintain it, put yourself on a weekly schedule. Like, it helps to prepare food ahead of time. For instance, if you have time on Sunday afternoon, it can help to prepare your meals for the week. That's something that I do every weekly. I've incorporated that since my challenge. Many people pack their lunches and cut out fresh fruits and vegetables for snacks throughout the week. Start making that a priority, not just waiting the day of, because then you find yourself rushing and going to restaurants and fast food that's a quick fix, and you find yourself ordering, you know, more high fat and carbs than usual. So try to pre-plan your meals out, especially entering to, you know, a challenge, a weight loss challenge. That's very helpful. And that's something I know our listeners need to be aware of that, Monica, to pre-plan their meals out ahead of time.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. That's the biggest point. If you do that, then it should be a lot easier to stick to the plan because you're more prepared, not only for the challenge, but you have a better level of what you should be eating, you know, portion-wise and time.
Mm-hmm. And then remain positive. No matter how hard a weight loss challenge becomes, it is important to always stay positive. When things do not go as planned, it's easy to get frustrated and feel negative, but think about the long term ahead. It is important to look ahead and know where you're going in order to know where you're coming from. Having an off week does not mean that it is the end of the world. You need to get back on track, and before you know it, your weight loss journey can become a success. So stay tuned. We'll be right back following these commercial messages.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, Natural and Native Hair and Skin Care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skincare products for all of your basic hair and skincare needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kuma Fitness and Apparel.
So today, Dana, I wanted to introduce our new product line for health, beauty, and wellness with Total Life Changes. We've implemented some really nice, you know, products for detoxing, weight loss, boosting the metabolism, and just overall, you know, good health and well-being. So as you touched before our commercial break about the weight loss challenge, so I wanted to introduce some of the products that we have with Total Life Changes to our listeners. As well, you know, you can implement some additional input on that as well, too, Dana.
Okay.
In our weight loss challenge, we have three products that we are including in the challenge in order to be a part of the challenge, and these are some of our new Total Life Changes products. The first product I wanted to introduce people to is our ISO Tea. The ISO tea is a really good detox tea. It actually helps your body eliminate waste. It cleanses the upper and lower intestines. It just, you know, it flushes out those toxins that could be hindering you from losing weight, those unhealthy toxins that could be causing health issues and other problems and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have two types of the ISO tea. We have our instant ISO tea, which can be conveniently mixed on the go. It's a mm-hmm. single individual instant packs, and they can pour them in 16 ounces, you know, preferably like a bottled water,
mm-hmm.
And shake it up and just sip on it throughout the day. The other ISO tea we have is our brewed ISO tea, which is in a larger quantity. Which
mm-hmm.
We have a 5-pack of those, which makes about 5 gallons of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, of course, make 1 gallon at a time, and they can sip on that throughout the week. Twice a day, and you know, it'll definitely help in aiding with flushing out all the toxins and losing weight and just feeling better. Some of the, you know, other products that we have, the ISO tea also comes in our CBD infused. We have lemon and we have raspberry. Of course, the benefits of
mm-hmm.
CBD, that helps relieve inflammation. It helps, you know, give a nice soothing, calming effect. So sometimes people are kind of uptight and stressed out, but it's still with the benefits of the detox tea, because sometimes losing weight and hopping on a, you know, a health regimen can sometimes make people a little bit cranky when they're not eating the foods that they're used to eating.
Mm-hmm.
So this tea will kind of help, you know, calm them, give them a better mood and outlook about sticking to the plan, as well as provide all the benefits of the detoxing as well. And, of course, they'll definitely lose some weight if they stick, you know, stick to the plan.
When should our listeners consume the tea? Should they consume it 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after? When should they consume these teas?
Well, we recommend drinking the teas 30 minutes before your meal.
Okay.
And we prefer you drink it in the morning, 30 minutes mm-hmm. before your breakfast, and, of course, 30 minutes before your lunch or your dinner. You can kind of choose whether you want to drink it during lunchtime or during dinner time, because the tea does not have caffeine in it, so it will not keep you up if you want to drink it at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it will provide a nice, gentle, you know, detoxing, some a little bit more than others. So you would have to kind of play it by ear to see when you think the best time would be for you to drink it, because I will tell our listeners, it's a detox tea. So it is meant to send you to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you may want to consume it in the morning before your breakfast and maybe at night before you go to bed. So that way, most of those little bathroom breaks can be, you know, during your private time or while you're at home.
Right. What about the coffees? Do the coffees work the same way, the detox coffees?
Yes. I was going to get to that next. We do have swimming detox coffees.
Mm-hmm.
We have two kinds. We have the Delgada Slimming Coffee, which has the Ganoderma mushroom. It actually helps speed up the metabolism, and it also helps you lose weight. And one of the biggest factors of the Delgada coffee is it helps curb your appetite. So
mm-hmm.
you're less likely to want to snack throughout the day. So if you're a coffee drinker, then
mm-hmm.
you're used to drinking your coffee in the morning, I would definitely suggest you drinking the Delgada coffee. They come in individual single packs.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're convenient on the go.
Right.
And we suggest if you want to add a little bit of something to it, you can do a little bit of sugar-free coffee creamer of your choice
mm-hmm.
and maybe sweeten it with stevia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't recommend sugar because, of course, we're trying to avoid the sugars.
Right.
If you wanted to do a little bit of a light sweetener, you can do stevia or just your regular coffee creamer.
Right, yeah. I'm a coffee drinker. Right. That's great to know because, you know, I'm a coffee drinker and I know we're
okay.
going to be, you know, as far as distributing these. And
right.
I would like to our listeners to know as well, like the information that we know to pass along with them, because I know I'm definitely a coffee and I'm a tea drinker, but I prefer my coffee in the morning. So that's good
right.
to know, too.
Yeah, that's just my, you know, if you want a little bit more of a wake-me-up kind of energy,
mm-hmm.
then the Delgada coffee would definitely be one of the, you know, better choices. Of course, we have other supplements I'm getting ready to touch on that will provide energy as well. But definitely
okay.
if you're a coffee drinker and you're trying to lose weight, or keep
mm-hmm.
or maintain your weight, the Delgada coffee is a good one.
Okay.
The next product we have that we implemented into the challenge is the resolution drops. Resolution drops are the absolute dietary must. They actually smash the appetite. They have really good ingredients in them that kind of help stimulate low or sluggish thyroid function. They actually help reduce excess gas and bloating. That can
mm-hmm.
come from, you know, digestive issues. And it's just a few drops underneath the tongue, and we recommend you consume in that 15 minutes before your meal.
Absolutely.
It's important to not to consume 15 minutes before or 15 minutes after anything else when you're taking the resolution drops, and you take those 3 times a day,
mm-hmm.
15 minutes before each meal.
That's great to tell them, because I know my appetite normally really surges and during the midday, that's when I really get that cravings or needing that extra, you know, push. So when I'm eating something, I would like to, you know, far as consume that. So thanks, Monica, for sharing that with our listeners.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, Dana. And the last product that we wanted to include in this weight loss challenge, we have two. We have the NRG. NRG is an energy. It's a capsule. And you would
mm-hmm.
take the capsule one time in the morning before breakfast, or you can take it before lunch. What that does, it boosts the metabolism. It helps you reduce or control your weight. And it has a supplement in it called 5-HTP, a mood enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
If our listeners are not aware what 5-HTP is, it's a supplement that helps increase serotonin levels in the brain, which is a chemical reaction. So it gives you that, you know, feeling of, you know, calm and well-being, and also can enhance mood.
Right.
Now, we also have the other nutrient, I mean, the other supplement that complements these products is our Nutriverse. Nutriverse is our liquid gold. That's what we call it in Total Life Changes. It is our liquid multivitamin. It has several different vitamins and minerals. We have about maybe 10 or 12 whole vegetables that are in our multivitamin, as well as all of the required, you know, vitamins and minerals in a multivitamin supplement. This multivitamin is taken one time a day, and it is equivalent to eating 10 salads. That's how many raw vegetables that are input into this liquid multivitamin. So it's an absolute must, because, of course, when you're losing weight and you're cutting out calories and you're changing the things, your body has a tendency to lose nutrients, or you may not be getting enough vegetables. But Nutriverse will replace and replenish all of that. So it makes you feel better, and you're getting exactly what you need for your daily allowance, for your multivitamin supplement.
And that's good to know, Monica. That's good to know, because our listeners know that's on that road to implementing a new healthy lifestyle change. Doing even after that challenge, they can continue to still take these supplements, replenish our, you know, metabolism, our food intake. It's real good information. So that's great to know, Monica, and good information to pass along to our listeners.
Yes, absolutely. And you can purchase this kit via our website. We also have physical products on hand. To enter into the weight loss challenge, to purchase this kit, it's $100. You don't have to pay any addition to enter into the challenge. You have to purchase the product, and if you want to partake in the challenge, then you can let us know, and then we'll, you know, send you the instructions. We have to take pictures. We want you to take pictures of your front, side, and back photos, and your measurement, and of course your accurate weight. And that will take place once a week, and at the end of the challenge, we will announce the winners.
There are three prizes for the biggest weight loss losers. The first prize is $500, the most overall weight loss in inches. The second prize is $300, the second most weight loss. The third prize is $200, the third most weight loss. Cash prizes will be awarded by Cash App or Zelle on Monday, May the 17th, at the end of the challenge date, after the final weight ends, and pictures and measurements have been submitted by Sunday, May the 16th deadline.
Okay, that sounds great. And one thing I did want to leave, one thing I left off to our listeners, we do provide you with a suggested meal plan and fitness regimen that you can follow for the 30 days while you're on the plan, as well as you'll have access to join our Kumba Fitness Facebook support group. That we're actually going to be adding this week. So you'll be able to get online and talk to other people who are doing the challenges. We'll be posting recipes and different food choice ideas up there to kind of give you some ideas to help keep you on track and to keep you motivated.
Well, good. Glad you let our listeners know that, Monica. That's very helpful to them as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Hype, Beauty, Hair, and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. for our next episode on wellness and fitness care, along with helpful tips and beauty, hair, and care regimen.
Talk to you next time. Have a great day.